Hello, and welcome to the Heaven Bound Podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Shouse, and we are opening the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. This is where we talk about life, the way it was meant to be, and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. Thanks for joining us on the journey. A journey now, Roger, that has taken us to the other side of Thanksgiving 2021.
It has, and our thankfulness doesn't end on a Thursday night. The food might, and the family may go back home, but as we read throughout scriptures and as we just know in our own lives, thankfulness should be an everyday part of our life. And so what we've done this month is we've been looking at this old hymn, says, "We thank thee, O Father." And this is an old German farming hymn. The background of the story of this hymn is that the farmers would be singing this as they worked in the fields and they brought in their harvest. And rather than complaining about how hard it was or a long day or they're tired, they were thankful. Thankful that they had a harvest, thankful that God had been there with them. And so for the past several weeks now, we've just been kind of going through this hymn, looking at different phrases, and we'll kind of wrap that up today. And once again, we want to remind our listeners that at the very end of this podcast, we will play this hymn. And hopefully, if you're not familiar with it, it will help you as you think about the wonderful concept behind this idea of "We thank thee, O Father."
In part one of this little four-part series, we looked at the good seed. Part two, by God's almighty hand, last Friday, the harvest. And Roger, today what we're going to talk about really springs from the third verse of that hymn.
Yeah, let me just read it for you. The third verse says, "We thank thee then, O Father, for all things bright and good, the seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, our food. Accept the gifts we offer, for all thy love imparts, and what thou most desirest are humble, thankful hearts."
You know, it's interesting, the more that you look at old hymns that have stood the test of time, often what you will find are passages, phrases taken just right out of Scripture. And it sure does seem like, as you look at the lyrics and reflect on the lyrics of this old "We Thank Thee, O Father" hymn, it really is an echo of some of the words of David in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. He is a very old man at that point. In fact, it's in this chapter that you actually read about his death. But in the later years of his life, he's been working hard to acquire all of the resources that will be necessary for his son Solomon to eventually build the temple, the house of the Lord there in Jerusalem. In verse 10 of 1 Chronicles 29, the writer tells us, "Therefore David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly, and David said," just listen to these words in light of these lyrics we've been talking about all month, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, O our God, and praise your glorious name." I especially like how he says in the next verse, "All things come from you, and of your own have we given you." David recognized whatever gold, silver, precious stones, whatever cloths and tapestries, whatever it was he was able to acquire, ultimately this wasn't his. Ultimately it wasn't going to be Solomon's. This belonged to God before I had it for a little while. And so with this awareness, this is yours. I'm just giving it back to you with gratefulness in my heart. What a powerful idea.
And as that's sprinkled throughout this hymn, it really opens our eyes to the two qualities of thankfulness. First of all, it means you are a recipient from someone else. Someone has given you something. David recognized the gold, the silver wasn't found because they dug it up. It was given to them by God. This old German hymn, they realized the harvest wasn't because of their work. It was because the Lord had provided. So to be thankful, first of all, you recognize that you're a recipient. It isn't my power, my strength that got me there. It was the Lord's doings. From that becomes an appreciation. I appreciate what God has done for me. I see that. I recognize that. And then that just leads to expressing it. That's what David did. That's what this hymn does. To say thank you. To say thank you in your prayers. And then that leads to the joyful heart. And this hymn is really a joyful hymn because it expresses that concept of we recognize this gift from God. We appreciate this gift. We are acknowledging it and expressing it. And that has made us joyful to the Lord. Great qualities as we think about our lives and how we're to be thankful to him in that way.
You know, Roger, this past week, and it happens every year, you can see whether you're looking at the Louisville Courier Journal or USA Today or the New York Times, whatever it is, you will consistently see this time of year some secular writer talking about how grateful they are, the need to say thanks, how good it is for us to say thanks and to be thankful and to recognize good things in our lives. But as you read those articles from a very secular point of view, what is missing, sometimes hauntingly missing, is, well, I'm thankful and I want to say thank you, but I don't know who to say thank you to. And that is what these old hymns that have stood the test of times so powerfully fill in the gaps for us, right? We know we ought to be thankful. We should say thank you. And for those who submit themselves to God, we know who to say thank you to.
Absolutely. Because you remove God out of the picture, then I'm thankful, but I don't know who. It's just whoever will hear that.
Is it a happy accident? I don't know.
Yeah, and there's nothing to that. James reminds us in James 1:17, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. And so God is generous and God is the giver of good things. So what we want to do with the rest of this podcast is we want to just express two areas that we ought to be thankful for. And again, sometimes these are things we just take for granted. Sometimes we have no control over them, but here they are, and we need to appreciate them. One is for the times that we live in. You know, there's a lot going on in this world. There's a lot of things that's wrong. You watch the news, and you can get very, very depressed and discouraged. But look at the times we live in today, how easy it is to travel. And I've done a lot of flying here lately, and yeah, the airports are a hassle, and there's lines, and there's masks, and all that. But you know what? You get on an airplane, and you can crisscross this country really fast, and a lot faster than you could 100 years ago. Some of these trips were impossible just 150 years ago. And so how easy it is to travel. We need to be thankful for that. We get in our cars and off we go to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. And, you know, the kids may say, are we there yet? Over and over. But you know what? How easy it is to do that. That's a blessing. We think about our times we live in and the modern medicines we have today. And we've got all kinds of medicines and this and that. And there's vaccines, and you may be for them or against them. It doesn't matter. But look at the times we live in. In our very congregation here, we've had some folks who had some serious, serious health conditions, some serious surgeries. And 50 years ago, 100 years ago, that probably would have been a death sentence for some of these people. But today, they're doing well. They're doing well. We need to be thankful for the times we live in. Thankful that modern science has caught up with these things and helped us with these things. We think about how quick we can do things. I mean, think back to your grandma, your great-grandma. I mean, about the time she got breakfast done and cleaned up, it's time to start lunch. The time she got that done, it's time to start dinner. And washing on Monday, my grandma always did it on Monday. That was an all-day project. Not for us anymore. We throw it in the washing machine, we hit a few buttons, and off we go. And we throw some food in the microwave, or we set the timer on the oven, and we can do four or five things at one time. How easy it is to do things today. And again, these are some things to be thankful for in our times.
You know, in conjunction with all of that, it is just remarkable to me that here you and I are sitting in a small room in southern Indiana talking into these odd-looking devices, and what's being transmitted through those devices is being captured on this electronic box that's hooked up to an information web that stretches all over the world. We never cease to be amazed. You know, it's easy for us as we sit in this room and talk for 20 minutes at a time to wonder every once in a while, well, is anybody actually ever going to listen to this? But not a week goes by that we do not hear from someone either very close or very far away. There is no doubt in my mind that there is someone driving down the road, like you said, 70 miles per hour, not thinking at all about how amazing that is, and they're listening to the sound of our voices. Never has it been easier to share the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope that we have. What amazing potential there is, and with that potential, what a great privilege and responsibility that all of us have.
And so the second thing I want to kind of transition to, not only should we be thankful for the times we live in, but we should be thankful for the times we live in spiritually.
Yeah.
You know, think about an app on your phone, a Bible app. You can download that for free. Not only does it have a translation, it has multiple translations. 50 years ago, you had to buy every one of those books. Some of them were not available. Some of them were very expensive. Today, you can get that Bible on your phone. Everywhere you take that phone, you've got your Bible. Amazing technology as we think about that. And as you mentioned, as we're listening to this podcast, there's blogs and there's sermons. Used to be, not too long ago, even when I first started preaching, you got done with that sermon and that was it. And if you missed it, you missed it. Today, you can go back and hear a sermon again and again. A month ago, a year ago, those sermons are always out there. What a blessing it is spiritually. We can be fed every single day from God's word and from God's people. And that's something we could not have done years and years ago. And so, you know, when we think about the times we live in, and there's always that inkling to go back to the good old days, we need to be thankful for where we are and thankful for what we have, what wonderful opportunity God puts in our hands to do that. Click of a button, as you said, Jason, and we can share things spiritually from our Facebook page or sermons or quick quotes or some of our jump starts. All those things can be shared so easily today that you could never have done that just a generation ago.
We need to be really careful. We've got lots of accounts in Scripture of people who were gifted in great ways, had great tools, and could do great things, and got it in their heads, well, that must mean that I'm great. And so I'm going to build something great for my name and my glory, my renown. We need to be really careful, as this hymn reminds us, that our praise, our thanksgiving is directed towards God. We have used this month in our building blocks track of studies over and over again, Hebrews 13, verse 16 or verse 15. I think it's a great way of reminding us of these points. Through Christ, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge His name. Our national holiday of Thanksgiving was yesterday, but the praise and the giving of thanks from God's children is to be a continual blessing.
What do you think, Jason, at the end of this hymn, it says, and what thou, talking about God, what thou most desirest are humble, thankful hearts.
Yeah.
Why does God want our humble, thankful hearts?
Yeah, Jesus, of course, warns people in his own age. He leans on a 700-year-old prophecy, and he warns that it is really easy to honor God with our lips, to say certain things with our mouths, but to have hearts that are far from him. And when we do that, Whatever worship we offer is vain. Whatever act we're putting on for other people, we've gotten our reward, he warns in Matthew chapter 23. What God wants is a relationship with us at the level of our hearts. And so we don't just hit a certain number of worship services attended or prayers offered. What God desires most is our hearts that are to be humble in his sight, recognizing who he is and that every good and perfect gift comes from him, being full of thanks that we give in return to him.
Do you think it's possible for a person to be thankful without being humble?
I really don't. I think it takes a certain level of humility to acknowledge the very need. You know, I think there are shades of that in that story where Jesus heals 10 lepers and only one comes back to give thanks to him. And Jesus looks around and asks, where are the nine, right? Especially when times are good, it's really easy to feel like I've got this. I've got all the bases covered. I've firmly got a hold of the reins and, you know, life is good and I'm a big part of that. Whereas if I'm humble in the way that God is calling me to be humble, aware that every good and perfect gift is coming from him, what's naturally going to flow from that sort of heart is the giving of thanks.
Absolutely. You know, the Greek word for humble is the word humus, which is earth.
Lowly.
Lowly. And so we're looking down because we recognize God is up. And we recognize our position. And when you forget that, you get arrogant, you get proud, and then you don't become thankful. I have no one to thank because I did this myself.
Yeah.
And that's a dangerous, dangerous place. It'll take you away from the Lord. So, well, powerful hymn here, and a good reminder that we need to be thinking and thanking the Lord all the time, not just once in November, but every day of our lives.
Roger, as you mentioned, we're going to play a congregational recording of this hymn. These last four Fridays have been good for me, and I appreciate you joining me. We appreciate all of you for listening to the Heaven Bound podcast. We are truly thankful for you, especially those expressions of encouragement and appreciation that have come from you periodically over the course of now, as hard as it is to believe, almost 2 years. Roger, while you were talking earlier, I looked. This is episode number 285 of this podcast.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of talking, but what has fueled us in so many ways is the encouragement of those who let us know how much these simple conversations mean to them. And so thank you. We mean that from the bottom of our hearts. We hope this episode has helped you set your mind on things above, given you a little more fuel for the journey. Always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound, and the best is yet to come.